I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Coming up, though, we'll still, hopefully, we'll have time for the bisexual email as well as the military just absolute abject wastefulness. We'll give you the numbers on that. But first, let's go to the phones. Phones are loaded up, so let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, you guys have probably been following a little bit the story of the new Free Stater paper that's about to start up in Manchester.
Fantastic. It's about time Manchester caught up with the folks here in Keene.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, if you go to, there's a weekly Manchester meeting. It's pretty big. There were 30 people at it.
I wasn't talking about size. We know there are more activists there, but I was talking about the paper, because Keene Free Press has been around for like a year and a half now.
Yeah, that's true. And the Manchester Free Press, what it'll be called, will be modeled, in some ways on the Keene Free Press, but it'll be different in a lot of ways. And I got a chance last night to see my first, my copy of the first template, and it looks really good.
Very cool. Is somebody going to be posting that, perhaps over at nhfree.com in the forums there, so others can see it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's been put anywhere yet.
I think that's pretty exciting.
They put template articles that they just grabbed, just for filler, and they're trying to just experiment with how it's going to look.
Are they talking about doing it on an every other week sort of a basis, or what's the frequency they're looking at?
The last I heard, it was going to be twice a month. That's correct.
I think that's a good place to start. And then if it gets really popular, you could always make it once a week or something like that. But you don't want to burden people down. And I think this is a great example for anybody across the country of something that is, pretty, it's something that's within reach for a small group of activists. I mean, how many people are involved in this, Dave?
It appears to be around 20. This will have, I think, a much broader base of activist support going out the door than the Keene Free Press did when it got started.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will have a more professional look, and it will just have more people behind it. But they'll share articles, and they'll still do a lot of things probably in tandem. But I think that the Manchester Free Press will just be a little bit more. It'll look more like the paper it's sitting next to, basically, in terms of layout and everything. It'll have just a more polished feel, right from the get-go.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think we need to have more of these popping up around New Hampshire. Obviously, this is sort of a Free State Project concept, though I believe it was actually initialized by someone who was just a New Hampshire resident that was just excited by Free Staters.
Yeah, there was this gal who got freaked out about having to license her dog. She pulled a Popeye when they told her that. I can't stand no more. And she came looking to Yahoo to try and find out more information about freedom and how to not have to license her dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she just stumbled, of course, right into us. And then she got in touch with us. And right after that was when I got sent off to the clink, for refusing to pay that $100. Federal fine, distribution of handbill fine, and that fired her up even more apparently. And then she's like, "Well, we got to do something. I got to do something." And so that was the thing she finally settled on was starting up a paper.
Now this is what happens in the course of people's lives. They deal with the government enough that they're just at some point, a lot of people come to the end of their wits. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Look, I can't take it.
I'm not going to pay you X amount of dollars per year so that I can have the privilege of owning a dog.
Right.
Look, you don't live my life. You don't come in my house and clean the dog poo. You've got nothing to do with this dog, and you will not charge me $100 or $50 so that I can have a dog in my house that I pay the mortgage on.
Absolutely.
You sick, disgusting bureaucrat.
And then
right.
this girl...
If they ever come after her dog, well, they're coming after someone with a paper now. That's never a good idea to come
never.
After someone who's got a
Not
paper.
Not only somebody with a paper, but a group of great Free Stater activists behind her as well. Now, what I found interesting is that not only did she get angry about the dog issue and then discover NHFree.com and discover the Free State Project and the movement of liberty-loving activists that have moved to New Hampshire, that the movement has only just begun, by the way, but she discovered all that information, and then she started slowly learning learning, you know, she's basically thrown to the wolves and all of a sudden discovered all of these other awful things the government had been doing to other people that she hadn't been aware of at all. And it was pretty outrageous to her. At least this is me judging on the post that she, you know, the public post that she made. I mean, what a shock to the system that has to be to find out that the government's doing something terrible to you and then to all of a sudden come across, and pretty much at once, many of the other terrible things the government had done to other people. And I think that really galvanized her and gave her the resolve to, like you were saying, go out and do something. And the other important point about this is that what she's doing in Manchester and what the guys with Free Minds TV are doing here in Keene are perfect examples of exactly what the Free State Project was looking to accomplish. The purpose of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists all to one state so they can then be active activists for liberty to help reduce the size of government, increase the amount of liberty we all have in our lives. But we knew, coming here, that 20,000 people, while it might be an okay voting block, isn't really a lot. It's not enough to, you know, win any elections or anything like that. So we understand that as people that are moving into the state, we have to be able to influence others. We have to get the existing New Hampshire, the regular folk of New Hampshire that have been, you know, they've just sort of forgotten about the fight for liberty. Maybe they, at one time they were involved and they just felt defeated by the government. These sort of dormant, really potential, awesome liberty activists that are just sitting out there. We have to discover these people. And we're already seeing it happen. We've got a couple guys that have a TV show here in Keene called Free Minds TV. We have them on the show on Tuesday nights. You can go to freemindstv.com to see what they're doing. Free Minds TV would not exist if it weren't for Free Talk Live, because Toby was listening to Free Talk Live. He discovered liberty through our show. He found out we were moving here. He got really excited and became an activist, and he created Free Minds
right.
TV. Same thing with this girl. She discovered us, and now she's creating her own newspaper.
And bear in mind, Free Minds TV is exclusively a native show, I think.
Right.
I don't think there are any Free State. I mean, they're not any, like, recent mover Free Staters that work on that show on
not
any kind of regular
knowledge.
Basis. Those
right.
are just guys that lived in Keene. And so, I don't, yeah, you're right. I don't think they would have done this if other people hadn't already been doing things. And, but yet, they're completely self-contained. I mean, they don't need any Free Stater help. They just do their thing. And,
right.
You know, so it's really it's an example of how a few people moving, you know, changes the people that are already here.
Right, and that will help us snowball the entire movement, because the more the locals, you know, the New Hampshire natives get active, the more that they're doing, the more excitement that's going to generate in people listening to this program or people watching the Free State Project from other states that have been thinking about moving up. They're going to get excited, and maybe they'll move sooner, and all of this will, you know, will generate more and more excitement and more publicity for the ideas of liberty in this state, which, of course, is going to end up spreading across the country, hopefully, if all goes as planned, if other people in other states that might be tied down due to family concerns or, you know, they can't move their business for whatever reason, they see all these successes in New Hampshire, maybe that'll re-energize them to get active and do something where they're at.
Yeah, I had a guy email me yesterday, private message me on another forum that I'm on. He saw my open carry video, and he wants to, you know, get in touch with me and discuss how he can do the same exact thing in Georgia, I believe.
It's
and,
awesome.
We're open carry is legal, so that's cool. And, you know, we all are focused on New Hampshire, and that's what really matters to us. But it
right.
is neat to see other things happening in other
sure.
states.
Sure. The ideas
here.
Are spreading, and people are getting excited.
That's absolutely my belief, that the Free State Project could very well save America, simply because if enough people come to New Hampshire to be beacons for liberty, enough people that are willing to make the move, then they can show what a difference can be made.
Mm.
That will inspire people elsewhere who will then get you know, charged up, like the people have that we've you know, Free Minds TV and this Manchester Free Press gal, just like that.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks
well,
for
instead of trying to invent the wheel where they are. I hope they'll just come here where it's already, you know, partly invented.
I would agree.
Me too. This is definitely the place to be if you care about liberty and you can get to New Hampshire. You need to go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the project. Get signed up, and then we'll see you here. And Dave, keep up the good work. Thanks for bringing this up on the air. We really appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. And think about this. He was talking about how the newspapers are going to share ideas and share articles. What a wonderful way to reduce the workload on the individual staffs that are producing the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to figure out where all your articles are going to come from, you can just borrow some from the paper across the state. And so that it would make it even easier for somebody to open up the, you know, the Concord Free Press.
Sure, the Free Press franchise.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. And you know what would be really nice is if someday these people that are doing all this hard work could actually make a profit at it. It could happen. More on the way. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you call in. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, including the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. That's a lot of posts.
Yeah, serious, whole bunch.
Serious issues and fun stuff and everything in between. You'll find it all. It is all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, to Scott in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind, Scott?
Well, I want to talk real quickly about Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
There is a reason why you shouldn't vote for him that I really haven't seen covered at all in the media.
Besides the fact that he's a big government freak?
Besides that, even worse. The other problem is that I don't want to sound like I'm bashing anybody. I'm a Mormon.
Okay, you're a Mormon.
I have been for 14 years.
Okay.
But I haven't been active or a believer for the last 2 years.
Okay. How can you be a Mormon but not a believer?
You're like an ethnic Mormon.
I converted when I was an adult.
Okay.
And about 2 years, I had a major worldview change, and now I'm agnostic.
How can you be an agnostic and a Mormon at the same time?
What the hell happened?
On paper, I'm still a member on paper.
Well, I see.
What happened?
Mark is asking what happened.
What was your major
thing? Oh, my major life change?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of always considered myself a skeptic when it came to everything except my religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some doctrinal issues that I had discussions with some of my fellow church members, and we disagreed. I decided to research it further, and I just came to a realization that it was just a bunch of man-made, made-up stuff.
What a shock, huh?
Yeah.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 32 when that happened.
Oh, wow. You sound much younger than that.
Yeah, that's what people say. I'm 34 now.
Okay.
So
congratulations on independent thinking, sir. Now, what's the reason that you say that most people don't know that they shouldn't care for this Romney cat?
Well, this is the thing. When you're a Mormon, you have a lot of layers of authority above you in the church. And every one of those layers of authority are considered to be led by revelation directly from God.
I don't know if I'm going for this one. This is the same argument. It sounds like the same argument that was used against Kennedy in the early 60s, that, God, the country is going to be run by the Pope.
Well, except that in this case, the Catholics, they say that the Pope is infallible, but they don't really believe it. Mormons say that the prophet isn't infallible, but no one believes it. They actually think he is infallible.
Okay.
And I actually was a Catholic growing up, and I converted to Mormonism in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my early 20s. So I see sort of both perspectives. With Mormonism, it's a lot more authoritative. And the thing is, if you say things that are against the standard Mormon belief, you can have sanctions, like you can have your priesthood taken away, because Mitt Romney holds a priesthood. Every Mormon male who's worthy holds a priesthood. I'm a priesthood holder still. Though I would be excommunicated if they knew I was calling and sort of ranting on the church.
Sure.
So the thing is, if he takes a position publicly that goes against Mormon teaching, there is a chance he could be called by his bishop and come into the bishop's office and say, why are you saying these things that are against our doctrine? And now, it's unlikely that would happen because he's such a public figure, but the possibility is there that he could have ecclesiastical sanctions put against him, and he'd have that pressure. Because they believe that the prophet is a real prophet, that God talks to him every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge influence on someone who's a real believer.
So wait, is this prophet somebody that is in a current position in the Mormon Church?
Yes, Gordon B. Hinckley. He's called the president of the church, prophet, seer, and revelator.
So he's like the Pope. He's like the Pope of the Mormon Church, basically.
The Pope, except that Catholics don't really believe that the Pope talks with God every day. Well, I shouldn't say all of them. Some of them.
Well, they claim that he does. I mean, it's common.
I don't think that most Catholics believe the Pope talks to God every day.
But most Mormons do believe that the president of the church does, because that's what the church is pretty young. It's less than 200 years old. And at the beginning, it was through revelation directly from God and Jesus that it was established.
So are you suggesting that this Mitt Romney, since he's a Mormon, he's going to be just taking his marching orders from this
Not entirely,
guy?
No. They say that they don't get involved in politics, which isn't entirely true. Like, they supported in California votes against same-sex marriage, things like that. They wouldn't be so blatant about it because he's such high profile. But it's just that the potential is there that he would... it's hard to say. Like, I don't know him personally, obviously. I mean, there's different levels of people that are zealous. I was quite zealous when I was a member. I told the party line. I did what I thought was right, what they told me to do. Now, I don't know if he's that kind of true believing Mormon. I don't know. But if he is, then I would be worried.
Very good.
That means he's going to be subject to the presidency, and you know, they're against same-sex marriage, so there's no way that would ever go through, because he could have his priesthood taken away, and to most Mormon males, that's worse.
You know, the sad thing is that an atheist doesn't have a chance at running for office in this country. And
I know, and it's backwards, because an atheist has a clean slate.
An atheist is less like, well, and then again, it all depends a bit. I mean, an atheist libertarian is obviously going to be different from an atheist communist, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Thank you for the expertise. We really appreciate the opinion, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Look, it doesn't matter to me if it's Mitt Romney or Giuliani or Hillary Clinton. One of them, it's all going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Barack Obama, whatever the other guys' names are, they're all bad. They all want bigger government. They all want more control, whether it be for their religion or for their buddies in business or for, you know, whoever it is.
Right. It's politics.
Right.
You know, reward your friend, punish your enemies.
Are all bad news to me. Except for Ron Paul. He seems like a decent guy. Let's go to Wayne in Minnesota. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wayne.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about net neutrality and the libertarian standpoint, how a free market here would look at it, okay? Net neutrality is basically we have the four big communication companies, which are AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, and Time Warner. And what they want to do is to basically tier the Internet, you know, divide it into tiers and provide their paying customers with faster services and say, let's say you're not one of their preferred customers, so they can limit your bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, I don't see really what the problem with that is. It's their service they're providing. I mean, they already have different tiers. I can buy cheapy DSL and have my downloads capped at 768 kilobits per second, or I can pay full price DSL and have three megabits per second down, or I can pay more than full price and get like a business class DSL, or I can have 5 to 7 megabits down.
Zippy.
So you know that's already going on today, and that's the marketplace organizing itself. The net neutrality people are very upset about that, and they want government to come in with its rules and regulations and impose them because they believe it will, you know, prevent these companies from doing that and thereby keep their speeds high. It seems to me that internet speeds have constantly been going up because of competition, because there are a variety of service providers that are competing. Really, I mean, they're slashing each other's throats over internet services.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that the internet's doing just fine without government involvement, sir.
I'm more worried about the innovation that would be stifled, competition. You know, it's going to limit. Because let's say you have your customers that you're Time Warner and I'm AT&T and you want an AT&T service, but you use Time Warner, and so they're going to either redirect you or not make that page loadable. I mean, I'm not worried about
this isn't happening now, and it's paranoid to believe that it will, because I'll just, my internet company will allow anybody to use.
Let's have government regulation because something terrible could happen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. In fact, we've added three brand-new Shriners to the Shrine recently. You can see them at freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Wayne in Minnesota, who's concerned about this concept of net neutrality, which is a bit of a confusing concept. So Sam is on the line in Texas on the Amplifier line to clear things up for us. Hello, Sam.
Hi. Okay, like you said, I want to clarify net neutrality a little bit. I personally have 15 meg Fios service, so my line is very fast, and yes, there are different tiers, but that's not what really the phone company is attacking. What they want to do is force high bandwidth users like, say, YouTube, for instance, to pay them to get access to their customers. That make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. So what that means is, even though if YouTube doesn't decide to pay, even though I have 15 meg service, the videos may take an hour to download, whereas right now it's taken 5 or 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what happens, though, if I'm, like, from Sweden and I want to watch the Swedish version of YouTube on the servers overseas? They're not really going to be interested in paying all the phone companies in the United States so that the few users over here are able to download the videos fast.
It sounds very bureaucratic. It sounds like it would be very difficult to... I mean, I suppose there are a handful of sites that are very, very high bandwidth sites, so maybe they could easily target them, but it seems to me like there are, you know, billions of websites, and how you could possibly really go after them all. It seems like a difficult thing for the companies to do, but even so, it ignores the competition factor. I mean, okay, fine. So Verizon wants to start charging YouTube to give them priority service. Well, maybe Comcast or Time Warner isn't going to do that, and they'll understand that they'll get business from Verizon as a result of it. So I'll switch my providers if necessary.
Now, Ian, I agree with you that the telecom providers should be able to do whatever they want. The problem is government is so heavily involved in telecom, and they regulate it and push competition out. The barriers to entry are just insane.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I certainly wish that we did not have, for instance, we were talking a few weeks ago about the cable company here, locally here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, and I apparently got a little bit of my information wrong, and I said I would clarify this on the air. I thought that the franchise agreement was an exclusive agreement between Time Warner Cable and the local government that essentially excluded other companies from offering cable TV services. Because that's, as I understand it, how it typically works. And
it certainly is typical.
I was told that that is not the case, and I went and verified this, and it's true. According to the franchise agreement, it is not an exclusive agreement in that they could enter in agreements with others. However,
but you just won't get a permit to put up your poles and your cable.
Right. You can't just waltz into town and put things up. So you still, for instance, Verizon wants to compete with Time Warner here to offer cable services over their phone lines, right? Over Fios or whatever their new technology is.
Mm-hmm.
And so effectively, even though the agreement, the franchise agreement, technically is an open-ended agreement and that they could allow competition, I feel like there's still a gentleman's agreement, an unspoken gentleman's agreement that basically, you know, is between the parties that says, okay, you know, we're still going to protect you. It's just that we're writing this as an open agreement. So essentially, unless they give Verizon permission to offer these competing services, Verizon will never be allowed to. So, yes, you are correct. It's government that is constricting the marketplace for cable and internet services in the first place. Nonetheless, internet services aren't as restricted as cable television phone services are, and we're starting to see the barriers, the government barriers sort of melt, or the marketplace is working around it in that the cable companies are now offering phone services, and phone service companies are now starting to offer more cable services. So we're starting to see more competition, and that's a good thing. And the fact is, I can get internet services from the cable company here, and I can get them from the phone company, and that's a little bit of competition. It's not a lot. Will they cartel? Will they join up in a cartel to try to make as much money from YouTube and those other companies as possible? Well, maybe, but at the same time, if you've got a bunch of unhappy customers and you know that you can take customers from the competition by giving them slightly better service, you'll see that happen. You'll see the cartel break, just as all cartels end up breaking, and the consumer will benefit.
That's true, Ian, but there's one more side to this issue. I think there's a lot of parallels between what's happening with the netcasters and the podcasters out there with the royalty fees. If something like that were implemented, it would drastically reduce the market to a few big players.
You mean when they're charging websites?
Yeah, because as we get into richer and richer content that takes more bandwidth, it's going to be more important to get that high-speed lane in and for me to be able to get the 15-meg service. So if the smaller guys can't pay the fees, they're going to be pushed out of the marketplace.
Well, what's your market solution for this then? Because the government is not going to solve the problem. Right.
That's the only answer, really.
Right. And the problem is the net neutrality crowd is yelling for government regulation. They think the government's going to save them here. When, in fact, what's more likely to happen is whatever regulations the government comes up with will somehow end up protecting AT&T and Comcast and the rest of them.
Of course they will.
Yeah,
now, the reason for that is, look, as much as Americans might want the government to protect them, the big companies have the lobbyists. And that's
right.
What's going to end up getting protected.
But, Mark, with this issue, there is a huge mass of people that really watch it. When the FCC does something that, you know, changes diversity in our news or our media, people write in and they get 150,000 letters, more than they've ever received before.
Understood. So, but can you give me one example where there's been a groundswell from the public and the government has actually done something good for us?
I'd have to think about that.
I'll hand you one. the civil rights movement.
Okay.
it's all pretty good and everything.
It started okay, it's an okay idea.
But let's remember that the problem there with the civil rights movement, if I were sitting on your side, that would have been what I said. But the civil rights movement was an issue of two governments clashing. The American people as a whole got behind the federal government, which then went in and cracked the oppressive state governments, which were the problem in the first place.
But look what's grown out of it. Look at the, for instance, all the oppressive regulations, the non-discriminatory regulations that don't allow people to do business in the way that they want to. It's gone further than just a government controlling another government.
It's done the opposite.
Now it's the government controlling every single business entity, anybody renting a house or that sort of thing. And so it's just gone crazy. But by the way, Johnson, I want you to make sure you hear this, Sam. Johnson has commented that he thinks that if one of the internet companies actually went through with what you're suggesting, and that is trying to extort money from a website like YouTube, he suggests that you might see, for instance, the websites actually restricting that particular company's customers from even accessing their sites in the first place. So can you imagine that? YouTube, instead of loading slowly, simply loads up with a basic page that says, sorry, Verizon, your service provider, has tried to extort money from us. You may want to consider going with another alternative to access our website.
But, Ian, I don't know if you've seen the chart of where the government broke up Ma Bell, back in the 80s, and they split off into all these companies, and now they've coalesced back into
Ma Bell.
Three. Yeah, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and Qwest are still kind of small, but they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you refuse to pay AT&T, you're losing almost half of America. Are you going to take that risk as if it was your business?
Again, it's up to them. I mean, if they all banded together, for instance, and they formed a coalition of websites for internet freedom, then those customers would go to whoever's offering the services that would allow them to access those sites. And I agree with you that we have a limited marketplace. There's no doubt about that, and it's the government that created the problem. But there are also other alternatives. For instance, those companies that you mentioned, many of them they also have wireless divisions, which we're starting to see some pretty cool developments in the world of wireless broadband.
Yeah.
And to where you can just grab a little network card, shove it in the side of your laptop, and you can surf the internet from your Sprint connection.
Let's not forget that DirecTV is out there with its internet connections in competition too.
Right.
I mean, you can get internet through your satellite now.
The internet has done fine so far.
Online gaming with satellites, it's got some limitations.
I understand that today you can't do online gaming with satellites, but that's like saying, let's pass a law 5 years from now and online. That's the only thing you'll want to use.
Now, hold on, Mark. Somebody could make the argument. Sam, thanks for the call. Somebody could make the argument that, satellites are miles and miles up into space and you can never reduce the lag time. You could make that argument, but German scientists have just recently claimed to have broken the speed of light.
Oh, my God.
So, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemed.com. www.netneutralityinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. I don't even know if we have time for your call. The phones are loaded. Well, I'll give you the number anyway. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You like Free Talk Live. You want to help support the show. Then go shopping with us. Buy some Free Talk Live gear at store.freetalklive.com. Mark, you just tried on your brand new zip-up Free Talk Live hoodie.
Very nice.
You like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. I've got one. I've got a zip-up style and a pullover style just because I can.
I understand. I'm not the pullover hoodie kind of guy.
Yeah.
I like to zip mine up, you know, like Mr. Rogers.
So we got all kinds of great merchandise at store.freetalklive.com.
And won't you be my neighbor?
You can shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, buy anything else you need for life, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale when you enter through that link. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, I mentioned it. I'll get to the phones here in a moment, but this is such an important story that it deserves to be read. And I mentioned it a moment ago. A pair of German physicists, they claim to have broken the speed of light, an achievement that would undermine our entire understanding of space and time.
It would mine, yeah.
According to Einstein's special theory of relativity, it would require an infinite amount of energy to propel an object at more than 186,000 miles per second. However, Dr. Gunter Nimtz and Alfons Stahlhofen of the University of Koblenz say they may have breached.
They sound genuinely German.
A key tenet of that theory. The pair say they've conducted an experiment in which microwave photons, energetic packets of light, traveled instantaneously between a pair of prisms that had been moved up to 3 feet apart. Being able to travel faster than the speed of light could lead to a wide variety of bizarre consequences. For instance, an astronaut moving faster than it would theoretically arrive at a destination before leaving. The scientists were investigating a phenomenon called quantum tunneling, which allows subatomic particles to break apparently unbreakable laws. Dr. Nimtz told New Scientist magazine, quote, "For the time being, this is the only violation of special relativity that I know of." So Einstein might have been a pretty smart guy, but it looks like he was wrong. They have allegedly broken the speed of light.
Hmm.
So
amazing.
What will this mean for computing?
Somebody smarter than me really needs to look into this.
Right. What will this mean for how fast our computers will be able to go? What does this mean for travel? What does this mean for all kinds of things. This could have incredible ramifications to it.
Mm.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing what science does with it next. 800-259-9231 to the phone calls to Jacob in Pennsylvania. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Jacob. Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Before I start, I just want to ask, do you guys have cheese between your toes?
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got a question about child labor.
Sure.
If the market was phased out, then why did we ever have child labor?
Well, because people weren't as wealthy in the past, and so they actually, you know, the kids had to work in order to help the parents get food on the table and get things done, especially out on the farm. You know, that's
right. And to say that we don't have child labor is completely inaccurate. You know, I mean, that they're somehow outlawing it. You can open a business and get your children to work inside your business.
That's true. I worked for my mom in her thrift store.
You can have a farm.
No lawns. That sort of thing. Kids, they're
kind of talking about the bad old days, though. Like, you know, kids as grease monkeys in, you know, factories where they're losing
right,
arms.
Right, because a child pushing a gas-powered spinning blade is such a better thing to have a young child doing out in your front yard than having them can beans or something like that.
So, Ian, would you say then that in places like India, where the people are still relatively poor, that you would see the exploitation of children?
I would imagine that you probably do.
Exploitation is such a nasty word. I mean, are they being forced to work? I don't think so.
Yeah,
they're working on.
They're pretty much being forced.
They're being forced to?
If they want to eat, yeah, that's a pretty good motivating factor.
Well, it's motivation, but it's not that they're being held, you know, a whip is not being held over their backs necessarily, and they can choose which jobs they, you know, they wish to work at. And so, you know, I don't really see what the problem is there.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. There's a difference between slavery and necessity.
Right. You know, I didn't create somebody poor. I have no obligation to make them wealthy or give them food or any of those things. Now, I'm not saying I don't. I support all kinds of charities. I do it completely voluntarily to, you know, mandate orders that for whatever reason a child can't help their family eat is it's immoral. It really is. I mean, if for some reason dad's dead and mom's unhealthy, well, are you telling me that the 14-year-old child shouldn't be able to go out and earn some money bagging groceries or, you know, doing whatever it is that child can do to make the most possible money to be able to support their family unit? You would stop that from happening?
Our roommate subscribed to the newspaper here in town, and there's a little middle school kid, like maybe 12, 13 years old, that walks around and delivers newspapers. And that's pretty grueling work, especially mm-hmm. in the middle of the summer when it's hot out. He's not doing it in the early morning. It's an afternoon delivered paper. So it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon when he's out and about. And that's not an easy job. You know, you could get hurt while out doing all that walking. You could
driving,
trip on something.
Yeah,
you're
walking around on those roads that are full of rolling boxes of death called cars.
Somebody might not see you. They might be looking down to change the radio station, which is a reason why you need to just keep it on Free Talk Live. You might hit some kid delivering newspapers. but, you know, there's all kinds of risks, and kids are in danger at all times. I don't really see why we should be preventing them from voluntarily choosing to enter the workforce. And if you don't like it, then don't do business with a company that hires kids. If that's an issue for you, you know, withhold your dollars from them and let them know why.
Yep,
that's the solution, not government legislation. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, yeah, hello.
What's on your mind, Justin?
The court fee system. See, yeah. I have a few relatives that have been in trouble with the law, and what I found was that my relatives have to actually pay a court fee, which is basically what I see as legalized extortion from
you
the
are
court.
Correct. You're absolutely right about that. In fact, I was just out in front of a courthouse the other day where not only were people charged with court costs, but they were also charged with hundreds of dollar fines in order for, you know, just for simple things like possessing a gram of marijuana or something like that. It's total extortion. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, how do you shut down the court fee system?
Well, that would require some major changes on the inside of the system. You would have to, you know, that's an excellent question. How do you fundamentally change the court system? I guess it would have to be state legislature, right? The state legislature would probably have to pass some law that would fundamentally alter the way the government courts work. So that's your answer, and that's a difficult proposition. And the only place you're going to see any sort of major changes like that would be here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Justin. 800-259-9231. Maybe I can get to this email here real quick. It's from the gentleman that emailed in about his bisexuality or what he believes might be his bisexuality. He was sort of asking us some questions about...
Am I gay?
You know, is he gay? He hasn't really done very... He hasn't been very successful with the ladies. He points out that he is not a virgin, but he's also not a basement geek. He said he apparently got drunk at a party and managed to get laid that way.
Okay.
He says he... Yeah, once. He says he cares about his looks. He's never had a girlfriend. He is a little overweight and has a beard, but he doesn't feel like... I don't like the feel of my face being shaven, so I'm going to keep it despite what you said. He says, I consider myself to be very social, and I hang out with a large circle of friends, but I do tend to not hang out with people outside of that established circle, so you guys are right about me not meeting enough new people. But I don't like clubs or other normal meeting places for people my age, as I'm not really into parties or party people. I went to a few freshmen in my freshman sophomore year, but it wasn't my thing. I didn't really like or relate to the people that I met, nor did I enjoy drinking a whole lot. He says that I definitely have a confidence issue with many things that I do, and you guys are right on this. I'd love to attempt to find a date at a bookstore or something like that, but that would be something I'd have to work on a lot. And you're right, I am a little shy and timid around anybody I don't know, though it's odd because I'm very loud and outgoing when I'm around my friends. He says, for now, I'll keep trying to find a girlfriend. I do go to some Ren fairs and Celtic games and bookstores often already, but I've never thought of trying to meet people there. How does one go about this? I don't know if I have a high enough charisma modifier to be able to walk up to a strange girl and ask them out. He says, though, maybe the fact I just made a D&D joke is my problem.
No, well, maybe so, but that's not generally successful. Walking up to a girl and saying, hey, you want to go out? Not good stuff.
No.
That sort of sets off the creep alarm. Now, this term creep is a really unfair term that's just that women apply to, I don't know, guys that bother them in some way, shape, or form. And, it you know, that kind of label just throws a guy for a loop, and you can never get anywhere once you've been creep labeled.
There are all kinds of websites and videos out there on how to meet women and approach them and all that.
The trick is, really, 50% of it, I swear to God, I got this from Adam Sandler, 50% of it is initiating the conversation. Once you're in the conversation with them, don't go anywhere with it.
Ask open-ended questions, not yes or no questions.
Right.
Why? Yeah. How do you feel? That sort of thing.
Right. And, you know, the more they talk, the smarter you seem. So
patience is also an important factor here.
Right. Get a telephone number, but don't, you know, that's about it. You
and
make sure that you can stay in contact. But
I think it's great that he understands that he doesn't want certain types of people. He doesn't want the party people. He doesn't want those sorts of people, in which case you will have to be patient and keep hanging around the places and doing the things that you like to do. Eventually, you're going to find somebody special.
It's the truth.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.